Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we play music by Roseanne Cash, answer a question about Asian food, and report about a popular new kind of exercise. An exercise method designed to stretch muscles and improve strength and balance is becoming popular in the United States. Faith Lapidus tells us more about gyrotonics and the man who invented this special form of exercise.
Gyrotonics is a kind of exercise that combines the movements of dancing and swimming with the mental and physical practice called yoga. It helps lengthen muscles, improve balance, and exercise the joints, the parts of the body where bones are joined. A Hungarian dancer named Julio Horvat developed this special form of exercise. After he was injured dancing, Mr. Horvat studied yoga intensely. In the 1980s, he developed a new exercise method as a special kind of yoga to strengthen dancers. Mr. Horvat says that he based his method on the octopus, monkey, and cat. He says these animals have no restrictions. They can move in any direction with control and strength. He designed the gyrotonic movements to help the human body move more freely. A special machine made of wood and weights helps guide the body through the many gyrotonics exercises. You sit or lie on a flat board. You put your legs or hands through special cloth handles attached to a line with weights. With the tension created by the weights, you must try to move through the exercises. 7 kinds of backbone movements form the base of gyrotonics. For example, you can stretch your back to the left and right, or forward and backward. While moving your back, you can also work on arm or leg motions. These movements must be done in a smooth way. Often, the motions are circular. When Julio Horvat first developed gyrotonics, he was the only teacher. He has since taught almost 70 master trainers. Now, there are more than 800 official schools in the world where you can learn gyrotonics.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Cambodia. Long Sotia asks if Americans enjoy eating in Chinese, Vietnamese, and other Asian restaurants. The simple answer to the question is yes. Americans do enjoy eating in restaurants that serve foods of other nations. The American Restaurant Association says the popularity of ethnic food in the United States has greatly increased in the past 10 years. The association says the 3 most popular kinds of ethnic foods in the United States are Chinese Cantonese, Italian, and Mexican. Association officials say 9 of every 10 people in the United States have tried Chinese, Italian, and Mexican food at least one time. The most recent research about the number of restaurants offering ethnic food comes from the United States Economic Census of 2002. The census counted more than 32,000 Chinese restaurants in the country. There were more than 29,000 Mexican restaurants, and there were more than 22,000 Italian restaurants. The American Restaurant Association says many ethnic foods are increasing in popularity. They include Thai, Vietnamese, Korean, Japanese sushi, and Middle Eastern. American Restaurant Association research shows that 53% of Americans have eaten Japanese food, 26% have tried Thai food, 19% have eaten Vietnamese food, and 16% of Americans have tried Korean food. The association says many people from these countries are settling in the United States and opening restaurants. And many older Americans are trying new kinds of foods they had not eaten before. The Restaurant Association says Americans between the ages of 18 and 34 are more likely than older people to eat ethnic food in restaurants quite often. It says younger people do not consider eating such foods to be different or experimental, just a normal part of what they usually eat. Singer and songwriter Roseanne Cash has been making music for more than 20 years. In her records, she combines the sounds of country, rock, and pop music. Her newest album is called Black Cadillac. It is an exploration of family memories, mourning, and letting go. Barbara Klein tells us more.
Roseanne Cash has spent her life surrounded by music. Her father, Johnny Cash, and stepmother, June Carter Cash, were famous country music singers. Recently, both of these family members, as well as Roseanne's mother, died within 2 years of each other. This album represents Roseanne Cash's expression of her sadness about losing these loved ones. Here is House on the Lake. In this song, Cash remembers the sights and sounds of the house where she lived as a child. She thinks about the voice of her father and how it has gone away.
Well, I miss the sounds of Tennessee and the smell of heavy rain, the roses in the garden, the laugh before the pain. But I hear his voice close in my ear, see her smile and wave. I blink and while my eyes are closed, they both have gone away. There's nothing left to take, but love and years are not for sale in our old house.
Roseanne Cash says that in making this album, she had to show a degree of restraint. She had to find the right balance between expressing her sadness while also making enjoyable music. Critics say this is a rich and expertly made album. Some critics have even said it is the best record of her long musical career. Here is World Without Sound. Roseanne Cash sings about her desire for clear answers in a world that can be very unsure.
I wish I was a Christian, knew what to believe. I could learn a lot of rules to put my mind at ease. I wish I had the money to live just like a queen, with emeralds and cashmere and every little thing. I wish the ones who loved me would never go.
Was watching you. This song expresses the way that families care for each other over many years. It tells how love can survive everything, even death.
Headlights on a Texas road. Hank Williams on the radio. Church wedding, they spent all they had. Now the deal is done to become mom and dad. And I was watching you from above. 'Cause long before girls just like China dolls, all for one, then one by one they fall, high on a hill where the world passes by. You never came back, but I know you tried. 'Cause I was watching you from above. When it all falls apart, there is love.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Dana Dimange and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver is the producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
All those years to prove how much I care. I didn't know it, but you were always there. Till September when you slipped away. In the middle of my life on the longest day, Now I hear you say,